Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back to the snack bar.
We already covered that. It's a trap. I'm not going there again.
Okay.
Admiral Snack Bar. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here in the studio of Free Talk Live. What are we?
A nationally syndicated radio program where the callers drive the show.
I have to answer
that in the form of a question. What is a nationally syndicated radio program that's caller-driven?
And it's the Daily Double.
Bing, 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 bing.
What's the phone number, Steve?
603-283-6160 is the domestic terrorist hotline. You can get a participation award by calling in tonight.
Your award is getting on the air.
Right. Yeah.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Before we go forth... or third, because it's the third hour, with the rest of the show. I want to remind everybody that you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023... we're going back to where it all started the weekend before. That's right, ForkFest is now the pre-funk to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us, forkfest.party. All right. So we were talking off air just a little bit about what it's like to be pantsed. So, Steve and I are approximately the same age. He's got a couple years on me. But I know when I was in school, like a gym class, right? Somebody would come up from behind and, like, pull your gym shorts down.
Yeah. Not much has changed. Right? That still happens.
I did that to the guy who got me. I got him back, right? Like,
yeah, it's a thing.
You give him a wedgie in the cafeteria.
Something, right? You know? Yeah, and so this has been a thing as long as children have been children. I don't know where the idea that pulling down somebody's pants, you know, came from. Somebody was like, hey, let's go pull down that guy's pants. And like, ha, 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 and laugh, right?
Yeah.
It's totally embarrassing for the person who is having their pants pulled down, of course. But, you know, it's a thing that happens. Children, you know, and like, you know, if somebody doesn't like it, they'll run to the teacher and the teacher will handle it. And like, yeah, maybe they get a, you know, got to talk to the parent or something and be like, hey, little Billy pulled down little Joey's pants today or whatever, right? You know, and they're like, oh, don't do that, right? And that's it. It's the end of the thing, right? That's, you know, people, then they stop doing it, right? I don't know of anybody who, like, got past 8th grade.
Oh, I was going to say 5th or 6th grade.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm just saying, like, some of the late bloomers might have been like, oh, pantsing. Oh, I get it now. Now I'm going to try and do it. You know, maybe they got as far as, like, 7th or 8th grade or something like that, maybe. Okay. Right?
But I think it usually stops in high school. Yeah,
by the time you're in high school, nobody's pantsing.
Right.
No.
Everybody sort of learned that it's not cool.
Don't take other people's pants off.
So... why are we talking about this?
It's a great
question. The police must be involved somewhere in this.
This from Reason, under the subheading of Free Range Kids.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
A 5-year-old pulled down a 3-year-old's pants. The preschool workers are on trial.
Oh, my God.
Trial. Court. Summons. Attorneys.
It's just laughable. You know?
The system.
How did we get to this point as a society? Who are these people?
Lack of personal responsibility.
And isn't this just normal with kids, especially 3 and 5 years old? That's the, like, explorative phase of children where they're like, oh, hey, I noticed you have different parts than I do, and we're just going to, you know, like, talk about this and whatever. Pull down each other's pants or whatever kids do. It's not really like...
The lead quote from this story says, "We are here because one preschooler pulled down another preschooler's pants," says defense attorney Jason Flores-Williams. So, two Colorado child care workers will go on trial this June. Trial for presiding over a daycare center where a 5-year-old pulled down a 3-year-old's pants. Believe it or not, this is a follow-up story. This is we talked about this previously here on Free Talk Live, I think even on the Sunday Night Edition. Because I remember the name, Amy Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Domo arigato, Mr. Lovato.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite the thing, but we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name, please? Hello? Caller?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. What's your name? You're on the air.
You
talking to me?
My name is Rick.
Hey, Rick. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I got something amusing to tell you. You were talking about a guy with a badge came to a person's door, opened the screen, and the dog bit him.
Yeah.
So I had a friend. I don't know where he's at now. It's been a while.
Okay.
He's going into the hardware store, and he's walking by this pickup, and this dog comes out of the bottom of a bed and sinks his canines into his shoulder. So he looks at the side of the truck, and it says, "State Game Warden." Yeah, very amusing. So he goes in the hardware store, sees this game warden, walks up to him and decked him.
Uh-huh. Oh.
This is a true story. So he got arrested for felony assault on a police officer or law enforcement.
The dog did? The dog or the owner?
No, dog was a DEP dog.
Decked the game warden, got arrested for a felony assault on an officer, law enforcement officer.
Uh-huh.
And if I believe, he did about 6 months in jail.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's crazy.
What? I can't say the words I want to express.
Some of the things that you guys talk about are very interesting and amusing. This government we have is way out of control.
Oh, yeah, and it has been for some time.
Yes, I am a conservative. I am not a Republican because they're a bunch of idiots.
Good for you.
And I have a lot of libertarian friends, and they believe like I do. I don't know what's going to happen with all this crap in this world, but I don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I wish I could disagree with you. And, hey, thank you for the call tonight. Feel free to call us again. It's anybody's guess right now, but based on the evidence, I don't see things getting any better. Certainly not since I've been alive. In fact, this whole political machine has done nothing but grow and grow and grow almost at an exponential rate. By orders of magnitude, the government is much larger now than it was 50 years ago.
Now we can look forward to the one world government, New World Order. So that's next on the list.
Bugs.
Yeah, you get bugs.
And nothing.
nothing, and you will be happy.
What a buzzkill. Jeez. I was all feeling like...
Yeah, if you ever want to throw the emergency brakes on me, it's like, bring up the New World Order.
Denied.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
That's our vibe here, you know?
It's Sunday night.
Let's continue on. We've got, I believe this is Bad Slave. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You got the right guy.
What is
Thank
on
you
your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
This business of pantsing the children.
Business?
I was going to say, were you pants recently?
What business are you?
Wait, you get paid for this? You guys are getting paid?
The pantsing business.
I'll put my words, but yeah, I don't go pound sand. Anyway, how could they charge some random school teacher or, other staff for a random act that neither one of these two, so-called victims or perpetrators or whatever, were participant in.
Right.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I can understand doling out some kind of minor punishment for the children involved.
But who should dish that punishment out? Certainly not the state.
Well, no, I don't want LEOs anywhere near, an educational arrangement.
Agreed.
The fact is that if you're going to have, gun-free zones in these, crowded schools, then you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah,
because there's absolutely no reason for it, and people are allowed, through the many amendments of the constitutions of the U.S. Constitution, all of them cover this and free people to be able to defend themselves.
Right.
And if you can't go in and defend yourself against some whack job operator, then, how do you imagine the world actually working, functioning in any kind of reasonable society?
Yeah, this story, we haven't even really gotten into much of it yet, but this story is as incredulous as you may think. There are many aspects to it, and it is as ridiculous as you suspect it is. And thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. We appreciate you. Let's just knock this one out before we continue with the story. It's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah?
Yes, I just want to mention the leaker. One of the secrets that he leaked was that secretly China was supplying the Russians with weapons.
I didn't hear about this.
So that's one of the things that he leaked, and there was four other balloons that they are floating around, except that they only announced that one, and they shot it down. So the thing is, why is that a big secret? Wasn't it obvious that China was supplying the Russians? I thought that was just common sense.
Boy, we're always shifting gears here.
Yeah, Sarah's just kind of all over the place.
You know what? I didn't hear anything about that, but you're right, Sarah. I would assume that they were, considering that they're allies, and they've been allies for a long time. I would think that they'd be supplying them with weapons.
There was a thing in the news about somebody leaked some stuff. A 22-year-old government employee was arrested for it. for leaking documents and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then there's other secrets that they cannot announce what he leaked. But what I heard was like kind of like a low-rated ones that people let them know. So the U.S. was threatening China. So you don't give money or weapons to Russia, or we're going to sanction you. There's going to be consequences. But the whole time they were supplying them with weapons already anyways, and that was the secret.
The secret is that there was no secret, but nobody could talk about the secret, and that's what the secret is.
So keep it secret.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think what it was is that basically it's saying that China and Russia don't care about what the U.S. tells them. They're not going to bully us. We're going to trade with Saudi Arabia. I'm going to send them weapons if we want to, but they do not want the world to know that. They're not going to be bullied. That's basically what they're trying to shut up, you know?
Yeah. And, Sarah, thank you for the call. Sarah's beginning to...
That was a good one.
Beginning to sort of piece together the ridiculousness, the absurdity of the organization that we know as Government.
Government.
Right? Because it's not government.
Emphasis on the myth.
It's government myth. It just all exists inside of our head. They've created this narrative that makes you believe that because they wear special costumes or because they won a particular popularity contest, that they get to tell everybody what to do, and if you don't, they're going to send men with guns to force you to do so, and if you resist, they will kill you.
Well, that's why they can. Exactly why they can.
And they also call themselves officials. And again, getting back, official. It's an official. I have to be scared of an official. They're not officials.
What are they?
Nothing. They're just mere mortals like the rest of us.
Right. We have this nice list here. Goons, tyrants, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, gang members. Just to name a few.
Add to the list. Call now.
Bullies should be out there.
Yeah, bullies.
Bullies. I say this a lot, too, on the air, but it's worth saying. There was a time recently when government itself launched ad campaigns for anti-bullying. Remember this?
Yes.
Yeah, not too long ago. You know, last a decade or so, maybe. And, well, they just stopped.
Isn't that ironic?
Like, suddenly the government stopped this ad campaign for anti-bullying. They wanted to sound as if they were caring for the children and watching
out.
Oh, the children are getting bullied in school. Please do not bully the children in school. It's bad to bully people. Bullying is bad. All these bullet points that they would release.
Yeah.
Are like, how do you spot a bully? Item number one, item number two, item number three.
It's like, describing myself.
It's exactly what they were doing. They were describing government to a T.
A bully would come 500 miles to get the goat. That's a bully.
Right. Or I saw once a list of qualities in an abusive partner, and I'm like, yep, check government.
I like the Facebook one that goes around. It's the Facebook logo, and it says, in a relationship, or in an abusive relationship with government.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
All right, so let's swing back over to this pants story.
Yeah, I need to know more details about this, because we didn't get enough.
Brick, are you trying to tell me there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Come on down.
Sorry, any Anchorman fans out there might get that one. There's probably one of you listening. All right.
You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening to the soothing sound of the cat's party.
Of the captain. A 5-year-old pulled down a 3-year-old's pants. The preschool workers are on trial. All right, so two Colorado child care workers will go on trial for presiding over a daycare center where a 5-year-old pulled down a 3-year-old's pants. Amy Lovato and Roberta Rodriguez of the Schoolhouse Daycare Center in Poncha Springs face criminal charges for not reporting this incident to the authorities quickly enough.
Oh, my God.
The authorities. See, right there, the authorities.
And for putting the children in danger?
What? So every single one of my teachers should be arrested right now, because we used to do that stuff for, like, 10 years straight.
Right, what's
run
the statute
around?
Of limitations on that? I want to go back.
Yeah. Right.
Let this fact not be obscured. We are here because one preschooler pulled down another preschooler's pants. Jason Flores-Williams, Lovato's attorney, told the 11th Judicial District Court Judge Brian Green on Thursday, asking him to dismiss the charges. Added Flores-Williams, these charges, quote, criminalize preschool behavior by turning a 5-year-old into a deviant and a 3-year-old into a victim for acts that are neither sexual, abusive, criminal, negligent, or against any reasonable person or community standard, unquote.
Yeah, period. Absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Boom. Dismissed.
Judge Green denied the defendant's motion, according to the Colorado Sun.
I would think, seriously, I would think that any judge would laugh and say, hey, thanks for wasting my time for bringing this into my courtroom.
If I were a judge, I'd be like, get the F out of here. Yeah. Are you kidding me? What the?
Yeah.
Judge Judy wouldn't have any of this. Right. She'd be like, eh, you're out.
I put the attorney at the preschool. Now you have to watch those children for a week.
You know, I'm Doug Llewellyn. Sorry.
Hey. Get down to that preschool.
This is the perfect case for the jury to hear, he announced to a courtroom that was packed with school parents who came to support Lovato and Rodriguez. The attendees expressed their feelings so loudly, sighing and groaning with exasperation, that the judge had to warn them to be quiet.
Wow. So the parents, I just want to make sure I get that right. The parents that are sending their children to the preschool are there in support of the teachers?
Backing up the teachers.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In this case, yes. I understand the great importance to the community, but I don't want to be sidelined or distracted, he said. Green is presiding because the first two judges assigned to the case had to recuse themselves because their kids attend the daycare center in question.
Oh, my gosh. They'll just keep going until they find someone who they can get, and they got this judge.
The case against Lovato and Rodriguez seems to involve four charges. Four!
Or how did they come up with four charges?
For one pair of pants.
Yeah, that's a lot of charges for one pair of pants.
One alleged pair of pants.
They might have been shorts.
They could have been shorts.
3-year-old might have had a diaper on. I don't
know. Could have just been really neat leggings. We don't know.
Could have been a bathing suit.
But even the judge found the case so muddled that he instructed the prosecutors to present it more cogently. There's way more to this story, and we'll get into it coming up here on Free Talk Live. If you want to comment, 603-283-6160. That's the number here in the studio. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says the nation is once again grieving after two more mass shootings. In a statement Sunday, he called gun violence, quote, outrageous and unacceptable, while slamming Republican lawmakers for not acting on the issue. A shooting at a teen's birthday party in Alabama left at least four dead and more than a dozen people injured on Saturday night. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says her party needs to do more to stop gun violence than just offering Easter baskets and thoughts and prayers. Mace referred to herself as a constitutional conservative while speaking on Fox News Sunday, but said the issue is not about the Second Amendment. The Super Mario Brothers movie continues to rule North American box offices. The Universal film based on the Nintendo video game earned another $87 million in its second weekend in theaters. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final half hour here on Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Oh, jeez. It's Paul Harvey doing William Shatner.
This is Paul Harvey. And that's... No, it's not the rest of the story. We have more story to get.
How to take up the rest of the half hour?
That would
just read that one sentence. Like, Paul Harvey, and you will waste time. I used to do that in class, believe it or not. You'd have to, like, read your
book report for a minute.
No, you'd be going around, everybody's reading, like, a paragraph or a page, in English class or something.
Yeah.
And people go around, and I'm like, I'm going to waste as much time as possible, and so I'm going to read slowly.
And they can't tell you to stop because you're like, oh, I'm stupid. Yeah, I don't know how to read.
Can you speed that up a little bit? And you're like, well, I'll try. And then you don't.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm trying.
Yeah. Give me a participation award.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you perhaps know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. He's facing up to 20 years in prison for victimless crimes. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken or if the government's a piece of crap, but that's not going to help us get anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government will probably help. If you held office, if you had a stellar career, perhaps your former military, anything like that is something important for you to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We need these letters quickly, so do not put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write that address down completely, that's okay. Everything you need is at letters.freetalklive.com. That's right. Go online. Type this into a browser. Letters.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance for your help. All right.
And now the rest of the story.
This is Steve Classic.
Thank you, Captain. Continue.
You are welcome. No one disputes that on January 16th, so we should recap for those just tuning in. We're talking about getting pantsed in school. Someone comes up behind you, maybe you're in gym class or whatever, you're wearing those gym shorts that everybody had to wear, and somebody comes up behind you, and they pull them down and reveal you to all, you know, and, you know, all your birthday suit and all that kind of thing, you know, when you're a kid. And, you know,
it's a rite of passage to be an adult.
I think that's a thing, too. You don't go through puberty until you get pantsed in gym class.
That explains late bloomers.
Yeah. Yep, that's
wow.
it. Yeah.
Interesting.
They didn't have any friends to pants them.
A 5-year-old pulled down a 3-year-old's pants, and now the preschool employees are on trial. Trial. Court. Government has gotten involved. Attorneys are involved. They've been prosecuted for what appears to be 4 different things. No one disputes that on January 16th, Lovato was filling in as a classroom teacher because the center was short-staffed. When one of the kids wet their pants, Lovato left the classroom for somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes to clean up the kid and deposit the wet clothes into the laundry. When she returned, she saw the 5-year-old crouched over a 3-year-old who later told Lovato that the boy had tried to pull her pants down and touch her butt. The next day, when Lovato went into the center's bathroom, she found 3 kids there, including a girl with her pants down, and this same boy. He was touching her butt. The school did not ignore the misbehavior. It called the parents involved. It planned an all-school meeting on the topic of keeping your hands to yourself.
Okay, so that sounds like a great response to this.
Rodriguez took it upon herself to call the Chaffee County Early Childhood Council to find out what else she should be doing. She also reported the touching incidents to the Child Welfare Department and the kids briefly in a room without a teacher incident to the state licensing office. So
what more?
Everything was documented.
What more was she supposed to do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't contact any government whatever.
Reported it as is required by the process.
Yeah.
Right,
or they lose their license or whatever, they have to do this stuff, probably.
Yeah.
All of the things. But as the toddlers themselves discovered, sometimes there's just no way to cover your rear end.
Oh, jeez. Does it really say that?
It does.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I was like, is that just a Captain-ism?
Did you write that line in there?
They're like, dear Captain, we're writing a thing, and we want you to say this. No, that's not what happened. It's in there. It's like Prego. It's in there.
Yeah.
The authorities shut down the daycare center midday on January 24th, calling parents to immediately come pick up their kids.
Oh, gosh.
Terrified moms and dads raced over.
Lockdown.
To find 6 armed deputies and a slew of cop cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What a gross misuse of power.
They traveled 500 miles to go to the daycare.
And I would walk 500 miles.
Wow. Leave it to the state to be overly dramatic.
Yeah.
When they realized their children were safe, they wondered if they had been molested, reported the Colorado Sun. Neither the sheriff's deputies or the Chaffee County Child Welfare Authorities who joined them in the raid of the child care center were providing information.
The raid?
The raid of the child care center. Let me just say that again for those of you not paying attention. The raid of the child care center. It was only 2 days later during a meeting at the sheriff's office that the parents learned what had actually happened. In summary, the potential wrongdoing seems to involve not reporting the incidents immediately enough.
Oh,
immediately
geez.
Enough. So what was it? 1 day, 2 days?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I mean,
half an hour.
It seemed like she addressed the situation within the actual preschool immediately and then didn't know the ins and outs. I mean, it's hard to keep track of all the different agencies you need to report to when you are a licensed worker in the United States. So she, referred to the board, asked them for more advice. I just don't see anything more she could have done.
Yeah. These were all officially reported to the authorities, this says about 3 days later, and the leaving of the kids unsupervised for the briefest of hours. Remember, the kid had wet their pants and she left the classroom.
And again, what is she supposed to do? Expose that child in front of the classroom and change their wet diaper there and embarrass them?
I don't even think that. I think it was wet pants.
So that's worse.
But I can't leave these other kids alone. You're just going to have to sit there with a pee stain on your pants for the rest of the day.
It's just ridiculous.
The defense attorneys argued that the question of how quickly a school must report an incident of abuse is vague.
Oh, you don't say. Usually is.
So it seems is the definition of abuse, and so is whether leaving the room to clean off a pee-soaked kid constitutes neglect. I contend it does not. The problem, says Flores Williams, is that we give child care workers enormous responsibility, and yet we afford them no discretion in the way they handle those responsibilities.
It's like the opposite of cops.
Weird. It's also a problem that the authorities would seek to punish a preschool for being a place where there are preschoolers.
Like, oh, this kid's peeing his pants, and this kid is pulling the...
How dare you be a preschool? We shall punish you for being a thing that we created. Like, government created this public schooling thing.
Anyway. It's crazy.
Unruly kids are a fact of life, and treating a common occurrence like a criminal matter is absurd. A trial is not in the best interests of the kids, their parents, or anyone else. In some ways, this perfectly illustrates a system we set up that winds up leaving nothing but trauma and harm in its wake. And yet we justify it in the name of protecting the children, says Richard Wexler, executive director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform. An awful lot of time has gone into this. The police have had to investigate. Child Protective Services investigated. There's a trial that's about to happen. All that time, money, and effort is, in effect, stolen from finding the relatively few children who are in actual danger.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, honestly. Like, there's sex trafficking going on. There are children that are actually being molested and beaten in the United States. And we are wasting resources on this embarrassment. Trying to prosecute these two preschool teachers who didn't do anything wrong.
So the teacher's still working, or do they have to quit their job or take a temporary leave, and then, now you've got to find other people? Yeah. You've got to close the preschool because we can't find other people to...
I would be surprised if they would let them still work while the case is open. I mean... And you know how the state is, too. They're going to be like, well, now you're never allowed to work with children ever again, and, whatever, I forget what the name of it is, the numbers that they assign to whatever it's called when they strike against teachers working with children. But I know someone who works with adolescents who are troubled, and it's like a group home situation, basically. And it's very common that they will get reported for inappropriate situations with children, which it's hard when you have children, like, trying to beat you up. I mean, these are very troubled children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very common that those sort of things happen. But this person was telling me if one of these things, and I wish I could remember what it was called, but if one of these things are filed against you,
yeah,
you can't take your kids on, you know, you can't be a chaperone for your own kids' field trip. You could possibly get your own kids taken away. Like, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
To have one of these things against you.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost on, like, being the same level of being a sex offender.
Right.
Which is completely ridiculous.
I mean, if your teacher gives the student a hug, or, like, oh, boy, you know, that could be inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
And let's step back in the story for just a minute, because the whole bit about them showing up midday, days later, a week later, whatever it was at least 3 days later, possibly more than that, and showing up midday, closing the school, calling all the parents, telling them to come get their kids. None of that needed to happen. Who are the individuals? Like, let's just say something did go on here that warranted some sort of investigation. Well, it certainly didn't involve the whole damn school. It would have involved perhaps the individual children and their parents.
And the two teachers.
Two, three kids. A couple sets of parents, maybe a teacher or two. That's it. You didn't need to show up with this, you know, your lights on and your raid style.
The Bearcat, whatever, the helicopter overhead.
The drone, whatever it is. They got armed dudes at a preschool. A preschool. A preschool, right? That none of that was necessary. This overreaction by the armed elements of government has gone too far. It's out of hand. It is crazy.
Back to blue.
For this to happen at a preschool, like, none of this was, there was nobody with, like, a clear head going, okay, wait a minute. This is overkill. This is too much. Who are, you know, first of all, what are we doing? Second of all, is there anything of substance here? Third of all, let's only, you know, handle this with the people involved, because there's families here.
Right.
There's people getting on with their lives and their businesses and all that stuff who weren't involved in this incident at all.
And imagine the fear they were saying once they realized their children weren't harmed. They're thinking, oh my gosh, did my kid get molested? Like, what's going on here?
Right.
So even just the anguish of being a parent, they don't have any information. So it's like, what happened to my child here?
Right.
Now you have to take your own kid home, interrogate them to try to see if they're even okay, if they were being hurt in some way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the cops aren't going to tell them what's going on. Oh, this is an investigation. We can't tell you what's going on here.
Right. You know, I mean, things that would go through my, oh, was it a school shooting? Was there, you know what I mean? Like, you got to call, come get your kid.
Right. If you're,
police,
you're a parent,
right?
You get a call, like, get to the school immediately. The police are here, like, and you've got to drive
terrifying.
25 minutes and you're just driving to the school. What's going through your head has got to be.
Yes. Yeah. You're going through every scenario
you get there,
possible.
It's like, oh, someone took someone's pants.
You're imagining
off.
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then three days later, you're like, really? That was all over pantsing?
Yeah. It's just
like, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay pantsing can be embarrassing and traumatic to a child.
In this situation, it did seem like something, it was a little bit more weird. Like the touching of the butt, that didn't used to happen when we would do it to our friends in schools. Not in my situation.
I do remember like somebody getting pants and then like somebody just giving them a swat.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
And also, once it comes to like a boy doing it to a girl, then it starts to get a little bit more weird, like, what is he seeing at home type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's a real issue here.
Correct.
Regardless.
But the wrong way to handle it is to have the cops swoop in and, you know, instill fear into all of the children, the teachers, the parents, the entire community, make the situation exacerbated and worse in every possible way that they could.
Mm-hmm.
Right, over something like when the parents find out, they're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it? You guys couldn't have figured out a way to handle that without doing all this and interrupting, you know, people got to take off from work.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
how to
like, why do you think
all, you know,
people send their kids to preschool or daycare? Because they're working.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Yep. They're trying to, you know, participate in the system. No, there's no.
Or not starve, and, you know, they're trying to feed their kids.
There's no participation trophy for participating in the system.
No. Only, what's the opposite of a trophy? A punishment or something,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The bogus award.
Yeah, the bogus.
The cops and, get the bogus award.
And all of the taxpayers get the bogus award.
They do. Finally, Wechsler added that Colorado has set up a task force.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
Task force.
Colorado has set up a task force to study the mandatory reporting issues.
Oh, my God.
They're going to have a blue ribbon commission.
They're like, okay, wait. So we wrote it down that they have to report it, but we didn't write down how quickly they have to report it. So we feel like it wasn't fast enough, but we didn't specify how fast, and so we're going to send it to a trial.
What?
Come on. Wechsler out of Colorado set up a task force to study the mandatory reporting issues. They should look very closely at this case, he says. But for now, the case is going to a jury.
A jury?
A jury.
I hope they all laugh in the face of whoever's doing this.
Expect more groans and sighs, says the author. To some extent, those of you out there who, you're a liberal or a conservative or you're a Democrat or a Republican, you are voting in your community. You are putting these people in charge who do these things, who hire these people. Your police chief, your commissioner, these are elected positions.
Elected officials.
If you will.
Officials.
And so how do people who do these things get into power? Well, you put them there. So some of the responsibility, a large portion of it, I might argue, lies with you, the individual. Because, well, bums wouldn't get in the office if you didn't put them there. Now, my personal preference, of course, is to eliminate the office altogether.
Absolutely.
Let people get along just fine by voluntary interaction and contracts with each other. Let the market take over for things like arbitration and security, and let innovation guide the way. Because the best way for a large crowd of people to behave is individually. That's how the most will get accomplished in the shortest amount of time. It's been proven over and over again. Look it up if you don't believe me. But that is the way. Now, when you start coercing people, large groups of people specifically, into all acting homogeneously, the same, that's when you start to have problems. Because you can't fit everybody into the same pigeonhole.
Right.
It's just not possible. I have different needs than you do, Steve. Steve, you have different needs than Nikki does. Nikki, you have different needs than I do. And we have different needs than our listeners do. They have different needs than each other. How can you say that some guy winning a popularity contest knows what's best? You can't. Because it's impossible.
Oh, but he's the representative of the people. We voted him in office to represent us and to rule over us. I didn't. So,
and,
that's interesting.
Dear government, I would love to unsubscribe. Please, you know, unsubscribe.
I always love to point this out. During most presidential elections, at least, it's pretty close, neck and neck, like almost 50-50, maybe like 48-52, whatever. Like it's almost half and half. So either way, even if we're using this democratic voting system, either way, almost half of the population, and a lot of people don't vote, so I'm sure those people are upset too, half of the population is upset with the results.
Yeah.
And then even we saw now, a lot of the people that voted for Joe Biden this past election, they felt misled, and they're disappointed too.
Right.
So at a point in America right now, it seems like very few people are happy with the government. They're unhappy with these so-called elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly this isn't working out.
No, it's not. And in a just world, if there were people who wanted a leader, a ruler, right? Okay. That's totally within the realm of possibility, right?
I don't.
You feel like some people might feel like, you know what, I'm too inept to deal with all this crap. I'd like to outsource this to my, you know, quote, representative, unquote.
Elected official.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and let's just take your example, Nikki. Trump versus Biden.
Yeah.
Right? And then people, right, who didn't vote for, well, either of them, right? So, if you voted for Trump and you want Trump to lead you, you should be able to be led by Trump.
Yeah.
If you voted for Biden and you want Biden to lead you, you should be able to be led by Biden. If you didn't vote at all, you should be able to be led by no
nobody.
One.
Well, not nobody.
Not nobody, but no one.
But if you want him to lead you, I'm sure he'd be happy to.
He'll tell you.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about the economy.
Nobody tells the truth. but that's how a just world would work. You'd be able to, if you needed a leader for some reason, I don't know why you can't be the captain of yourself, but if you need a leader for some reason, you could go out and hire one. Not elect one. Hire one.
Do you think that
you'd have to go through their credentials, their resume, and figure out, like, is this person qualified? What kind of leadership do I need? Where am I going that I need to be led so badly? You'd have to figure all that out for yourself so that you could make the best determination for whom is the best leader for you. And that's going to be different than you, Steve, then you, Nikki, then any of our listeners. Everybody's going to have a different thing, maybe not a different leader, but like if a group decides, hey, Joe Biden's my leader, they should be able to be led by Joe Biden. But no one else should be able to be forced to be led by Joe Biden. And that's the system we currently have. And that's why it is inherently bogus. The government gets the bogus award.
Oh,
very
good. Very good.
Sadly,
well, do you think that that's the way? Is that the way to circumvent the national divorce? Is to have, hey, I'm voting for this guy. I want to be governed by his policies. I pay taxes to that regime. And you vote for the other guy, you pay taxes to that regime.
Here's
their
the deal.
Policies.
I think so. Government, all they do is provide services. They don't provide products, really, right?
Right.
There's no physical goods. So you should be able to choose from a menu of the services you need or don't need.
Right.
And then that should be your, quote,
taxes.
The governance. And you should pay for that. You shouldn't be taxed. You should pay for that.
Pay voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
Yep.
We're out of time. Thank you to Steve Classic, Nikki Sunshine, all of our callers, all of our listeners. Thank you for watching over at watch.freetalklive.com. If you missed any part of the show, find us at freetalklive.com, at the archives. Thanks and peace.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.